This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is defending the purchase of a new state airplane that can be used by the governor, other state officials, and law enforcement officers. Nixon says the $5.6 million airplane bought by the Missouri State Highway Patrol was a good long-term investment for law enforcement and safety. The patrol bought the plane with money from a fund for vehicles and aircraft. But some lawmakers are upset about the cost and the fact that the patrol did not tell them about the plane's purchase in advance. Senators have cited concerns about the new plane while delaying confirmation of Nixon's appointee to head of the Office of Administration. The University of Missouri's first year in the Southeastern Conference continues to pay dividends away from the field. School officials on Tuesday announced an $8.3 million gift from Don and Audrey Walsworth. The donation follows a $30 million gift from the Kansas City Sports Trust in June and a $6.4 million anonymous contribution in December. The Walsworth gift will go toward previously announced Memorial Stadium improvements. The school plans to add 6,000 seats to the stadium, which now holds 71,004 fans. Missouri will also build a new clubhouse for the men's and women's golf teams at a private course in Columbia used by the school. Walsworth is the CEO of a Northern Missouri publishing company and a former chairman of the university's board of curators. A St. Louis attorney involved in funneling contributions to the Missouri Democratic Party has been barred from practicing law until at least next year. The Missouri Supreme Court said in an order Tuesday that Edward Grisadick III cannot seek reinstatement of his law license before July 3, 2014. Prosecutors say Grisadick's law firm donated $5,000 to the state Democratic Party and hid the cost in legal bills submitted to a state-created workers' compensation firm. The CEO at the time was former Democratic Governor Roger Wilson, who used personal funds to hide an additional $3,000 contribution from the law firm. The Missouri Coalition of the Environment is calling on the state for air quality tests after a foul smell resulted from an underground landfill fire in the Bridgeton area of St. Louis County. Coalition Director Kat Logan Smith told KMOX Radio that residents are complaining about health effects but are not getting any official information about what they are breathing. Republicans in the Missouri House are making another attempt to pass legislation that would require voters to show photo identification at the polls. As Marshall Griffin tells us, no one testified in favor of the proposal at a House hearing today.
Everyone who testified either opposed requiring photo IDs for voting or were neutral. It would allow anyone who does not have a photo ID to vote with a provisional ballot, which would not be counted until the voter's identity is verified. John Scott with the Secretary of State's office says that would still disenfranchise Missouri voters.
In the 2012 election, only 25% of provisional ballots were counted. So to say that you aren't disenfranchising eligible Missourians doesn't necessarily line up with the facts.
Committee members are considering two measures, a bill that would require photo IDs for voting and a constitutional amendment that would allow lawmakers to pass the photo ID bill. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's public colleges and universities would get a funding increase under Governor Jay Nixon's proposed budget. Nixon's proposed budget seeks to implement a performance funding plan that would reward some schools more than others for meeting goals in such things as student retention and graduation. The University of Missouri, for example, would get a 4.3% funding increase, about half of the total $34 million increase for all higher education institutions. That's because the university system met all of its performance criteria. But Jefferson College in eastern Missouri would get just a 2.2% increase, equaling about $158,000, because it met just two out of its five performance criteria. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.